Welcome to Dead Souls Social Club.
Good evening, everyone. If you enjoy our show and find our research both interesting and informative, please can I ask that you consider leaving us a 5-star review on your chosen podcast platform. Something that small really does help us out a huge amount. You can also find out more about us and our work by heading over to deadsouls.co.uk and checking us out. We are a small team of 3 researchers with more than 70 years of experience between us. You can also find us and speak to us over on Instagram. Just search Dead Souls Social Club and we'll come up. So, as always, thank you so much for joining us tonight. This audio presentation contains graphic details of death, violence, and controversial subject matter. Listener discretion is strongly advised. From Dead Souls Media, this is the Cicada 3301 Mystery. I'm Jamie Black, a researcher and psychologist, and I'll be your host for tonight. Everyone loves a mystery, even more so if there are puzzles to solve, and that you find yourself successfully deciphering them. It gives you a sense of achievement, excitement, and intrigue. On Wednesday, the 4th of January 2012, at 6:28 p.m. in the afternoon, a user on the 4chan's forum posted an image to the site's infamous random board. The image was in fact a message which read simply, quote,
"Hello, we are looking for highly intelligent individuals. To find them, we have devised a test. There is a message hidden in this image. Find it, and it will lead you on the road to finding us. We look forward to meeting the few that will make it all the way through. Good luck. 3301.
The anonymous author, who went by the 4-digit pseudonym 3301, challenged users to uncover a message which was hidden within the image, but unbeknownst to those who stumbled across the message, someone had just set in motion one of the most elaborate scavenger hunts that the internet had ever seen. Within just a few minutes of the message being posted online, a user named Tiberius Claudius Caesar had discovered that by opening the message image using a text editor, then a string of readable text could be found. The message string contained a cipher that, once decrypted, formed a link to another image. Initially, this appeared to be the end of the trail, linking to an image of a duck which read, quote,
"Oh dear, it looks like you can't guess how to get the message out."
But after further inspection and utilizing an application known as OutGuess, which is a stenography software tool, users were able to extract hidden data which was embedded within the first image file. The extracted info led to a subreddit which in turn contained information about a book, which was titled The Mabinogion, which was a collection of early 10th century Welsh stories which were compiled in Middle Welsh from early oral traditions. The book, as it sounds, is an incredibly rare item, but users were able to track it down, and along with the code, it could then be used to uncover a phone number that, when called, played the following pre-recorded message.
"Very good. You have done well. There are 3 prime numbers associated with the original final .jpg image. 3301 is one of them. You will have to find the other 2. Multiply all 3 of these numbers together and add a .com on the end to find the next step. Good luck. Goodbye."
The number was 214-390-9608. The area code suggests that it was located in the Dallas, Texas area of the United States. By the following day, the initial image had been reposted all over the internet and the puzzle had gone viral. A growing community of armchair detectives sought to crack this elaborate and complex puzzle, although no one was quite sure what to make of it. What was the puzzle for? Who is behind it? What happens when you solve the conundrum? And where, and down what rabbit hole, did this mystery take you? While some would naturally dismiss the challenge as an elaborate joke, another internet hoax of which there had been many over the years, others perceived the complexity and obscurity of the puzzle as evidence in itself that it wasn't the work of a basic web troll. It wouldn't be long before rumors began to circulate that the puzzle may be the work of some secret society or intelligence agency. They may have put out the mystery, people suggested, with the aim of identifying and recruiting people who were proficient in cryptography, stenography, or other possible related fields. It was known that MI6 and the CIA had used such methods in the past, so this didn't seem out of the realms of possibility. These, of course, were nothing but rumors. The two missing numbers mentioned in the recording proved to be dimensions of the original image. After multiplying the width and height with 3301 and using the outcome as a web address, users were taken to a website. The website consisted of a countdown as well as an image of a cicada. When the countdown reached zero, the page refreshed with a list of coordinates. Those coordinates pointed to several locations around the world. 14 locations within 5 different countries, to be exact. 8 within the United States, 2 in France, 2 in South Korea, 1 in Poland, and 1 in Australia. Presented with this information, it was now up to the participants, who were located close to each of the specified coordinates, to head to the exact locations given on the puzzle's website. Many would have given up by now. Many would have abandoned the mission at this particular juncture. Venturing outside wasn't top of the list of favorite activities for many of the people involved in this saga, you might say. But those who believed the mystery might be the work of a shadowy organization now felt that their beliefs had been justified. In their opinions, only some kind of international group possessed the means, funds, and resources to create an international scavenger hunt of this magnitude. This was not the work of an average internet troll. No, this had to be something else. Something bigger. Something of much more significance. Those who were still focused, still determined to see this thing through, ventured to the locations given on the code's website. They found at each location was a poster with a cicada symbol and a QR code printed on it. The QR codes linked to an image. The image contained a riddle. The riddle led to a book, and the book led to a dark web-based website accessible through a Tor browser only. It was at this point, however, that the puzzle took an unexpected turn. Just a small select group of first arrivals to this new website were accepted into the final stage of the puzzle. The website would eventually close down, simply displaying a message that stated, quote, "We want the best, not the followers." The finalists who had got this far were also warned that they should not collaborate with anyone else, nor should they share the details of this private stage of the puzzle with anyone. Now, given that we know this information, it's pretty safe to say that not everyone took that advice on board. Those who did, however, it seems, advanced through the final stages of the conundrum before reaching the very end. After nearly a month of silence, an image appeared on the original subreddit which announced the conclusion of the puzzle. And just like that, the hunt was over. Cicada had found the highly intelligent and dedicated individuals that they were looking for, and whatever happened to them remains a bit of a mystery. But I'll talk more about that in a short while. The complete lack of explanation for the Cicada 3301 mystery was perceived by many as confirmation that the puzzle had been nothing but a wild goose chase. Simply put, many figured the whole thing was just someone intent on wasting everyone's time. After all, questions raised by the original image remained unanswered. For example, what was the puzzle for? Who was behind the puzzle? And what happens when you reach the end? However, as it was later established, this was just the beginning. It seems that whoever was behind this mysterious and well-planned game had the foresight to include an authentication code. This code was known as a PGP signature. The PGP was included along with every single clue. This allowed users to verify that an image or message was actually from Cicada rather than an imposter seeking to derail or hijack the puzzle in some way. Cicada had repeatedly warned of such false clues and insisted that any message lacking a valid PGP signature should be entirely disregarded. This lent suspicion that there may be bad actors looking to infiltrate the mystery in some way, and if that was the case, who could they possibly be? Then, 1 year and 1 day after the first image, another image appeared on the 4chan b/random sub. The exact same location where the original had first appeared. It immediately caused a frenzy amongst internet sleuths, trolls, hackers and freaks. That's freaks with a PH, just to be clear. After a year of numerous lackluster imitations and false attempts to recreate the original mystery, this image finally matched the official Cicada PGP signature. The image contained text once again. And that text stated the following.
Hello again. Our search for intelligent individuals now continues. The first clue is hidden within this message. Find it, and it will lead you on the road to finding us. We look forward to meeting the few that will make it all the way through. Good luck. 3301.
Cicada was officially back, whoever they were, and this time was for round two. The second puzzle in itself was not too dissimilar from the first, so it already gave problem solvers a head start. An immediate understanding of the structure of thought that they needed to approach the conundrum with. The image contained a hidden message. The message once again led to a book. This time it was the Book of the Law, which is the sacred book of Thelema, the occult philosophy created by English occultist and spiritual magician Aleister Crowley. Once again, the book produced a link, and bit by bit, piece by piece, the puzzle evolved. At one point during the exposure of clues, a recording titled The Instar Emergence was revealed. This is that recording. Following this recording, another clue led to a cryptic Twitter account named @123150705-1321. This account then led to another image. The image was titled the Gematria Primus. The Gematria Primus was an alphabet with 29 runes, each with an English equivalent and a numerical value. The numerical values are all consecutive prime numbers in ascending order. Complex stuff. The primus itself proved vital to the progression of the puzzle, but with the inclusion of this runic alphabet, a new depth to the puzzle would be created. It was a depth that very few would be able to charter successfully. In fact, the puzzle would remain a mystery for quite some time, much like the first puzzle had initially. But once this alphabet was finally decoded, a list of locations throughout the world would once again be revealed. Coordinates compelled participants to again take to the streets in search of enigmatic posters. There were 5 locations within the United States, 1 in Russia, 1 in Spain, and 1 in Japan. 8 locations in total across 4 separate nations. But eventually, the trail went cold. Once again, another select group of first arrivals had been accepted into a final private stage of the puzzle. But unlike the first puzzle, the second did not conclude with an official message of closure or completion from Cicada. The trail merely went cold and Cicada just went quiet and vanished, leaving the public no closer to any answers or an explanation. We still didn't even know who Cicada was, or what the purpose of the mystery and puzzles were. However, this was still not the end. At the start of 2014, round 3 emerged. Once again, an image was posted online, an image which contained text which stated,
"Hello, Epiphany is upon you. Your pilgrimage has begun. Enlightenment awaits. Good luck. 3301.
Seemingly even more vague this time. But once again, for the third time, the image contained a hidden message. The message led to a book. The book was titled Self-Reliance and Other Essays. It was authored by Ralph Waldo Emerson in 1841. This book, once again, produced a web link. And yes, you guessed it, it played out to be more of the same. But this time the puzzle seemed to lead to and revolve around another book. A strange book. The book was titled Liber Primus. It means first book in Latin. And it appears to have been written by whoever was behind the Cicada moniker and puzzles. With this book, the runic alphabet uncovered in 2013 finally made sense, as the book was primarily written in runes. If you were thinking of obtaining this book, translating it from the runic alphabet, and settling into bed for a cozy evening of gripping text, you might want to reconsider. The translated meaning of the pages within Liber Primus were cryptic at best. The book consisted of numerous philosophical and ideological ideas and theories which appeared to be Cicada's manifesto. Many analysts online have since compared the unique writings to that of a cult. Personally, I still think it's some kind of test or establishing experiment, purposefully out there to weed out those undesirable to who or whatever Cicada is. Nevertheless, the book comprised of a myriad of clues and codes. An example being a page which advised participants to seek out a specific hidden website on the deep web. The website, however, remains undiscovered to this day. Another page in the book, once deciphered, led to another website containing yet another recording, which was titled Interconnectedness. Here's the recording. Now, this is where the puzzle evolves. A significant portion of the book has yet to be translated. The runic text contained within some of the pages appears to be obfuscated by a number of layers of encryption that has yet to be decrypted. The complexity of the translation being more and more complicated the further the book plays out. In fact, within the Liber Primus, there are 74 pages containing 60 runic codes that require translation. To this day, only 19 have been deciphered, however. So almost two-thirds of the mysterious book remain awaiting discovery. The following year was 2015, and there was an expectation of a new puzzle. But the year came and went with no message or communication from Cicada. Many speculated that the Liber Primus text had to be completed before Cicada would return with something new. At the beginning of 2016, this was essentially confirmed when Cicada encouraged a re-examination of the Liber Primus. The following message was posted on the b/random4chan group.
"Hello, the path lies empty. Epiphany seeks the devoted. Liber Primus is the way, its words are the map, their meaning is the road, and their numbers are the direction. Seek and you will be found. Good luck. 3301.
It has now been 8 years since this communication from Cicada, and Liber Primus remains largely undeciphered. There has been near complete silence from Cicada in this time. Followers of the mystery have attempted to raise questions, but those questions have been ignored. What is the purpose of these puzzles? Who's behind them? And what happens when you reach the end? When the initial image appeared on 4chan back in 2012, many of those who looked into the mystery or attempted to crack it speculated that Cicada 3301 was likely to be an alternate reality game. A game designed by a corporation to promote a new service or product, perhaps. Microsoft, for example, had developed an elaborate alternate reality game, or ARG, back in 2001 to promote the Steven Spielberg movie AI Artificial Intelligence. A similar viral marketing campaign was used to promote the release of Xbox video game Halo 2, which also had the Microsoft Corporation behind it. Cicada followers suspected that this too was a similar ARG. But the release of subsequent puzzles and the complete lack of commercialization of the mystery has more or less eliminated that possibility. Additionally, the length of the puzzle running into the years also suggests that this is not to support a product or service. If it were, where is that product or service? Certainly nothing has emerged. If we choose to believe some of the leaked information from the private end stage of each puzzle, then we can gain some insight into what this group might actually be, however. For example, at the end of the first puzzle, finalists who were successful in its completion each received the following email communication. Quote,
"Do not share this information. Congratulations. Your testing has finally come to an end. We hope you have enjoyed the vacation over the last few weeks. You will be very busy now should you choose to join us. There are two final steps, although there won't be any hidden codes or secret messages or physical treasure hunts. The first of these is only honesty. We have always been honest with you, and we shall continue to be honest with you. We expect you to be honest with us in return. You have all wondered who we are, and so we shall now tell you. We are an international group. We have no name, we have no symbol, we have no membership rosters, we do not have a public website, we do not advertise ourselves. We are a group of individuals who have proven ourselves, much like you have by completing this recruitment contest, and we are drawn together by common beliefs. A careful reading of the text used in the contest would have revealed some of these beliefs. We believe that tyranny and oppression of any kind must end, that censorship is wrong, and that privacy is an inalienable right. We are not a hacker group, nor are we a Juarez group. We do not engage in illegal activity, nor do our members. If you are engaged in illegal activity, we ask that you cease any and all illegal activities or decline membership at this time. We will not ask questions if you decline. However, if you lie to us, we will find out. You are undoubtedly wondering what it is that we do. We are much like a think tank in that our primary focus is to research and develop techniques to aid the ideas we advocate. Liberty, privacy, and security. You have undoubtedly heard of a few of our past projects. If you choose to accept membership, we are happy to have you on board to help with our future projects. Please answer the next few questions and send your encrypted responses to cf12315070513211@gmail.com. 1. Do you believe that every human being has a right to privacy and anonymity, and is within their rights to use tools which help obtain and maintain privacy, i.e., cache, strong encryption, anonymity software, etc.? 2. Do you believe that information should be free? 3. Do you believe that censorship harms humanity? We look forward to hearing from you. 3301.
Within the communication, Cicada describes themselves as an international group who believe that privacy is an inalienable right. The aim of each puzzle is to recruit like-minded individuals in an effort to develop privacy-conscious solutions. The email then concludes with three questions. The PGP signature, which was the verification tool used in each of Cicada's puzzles, which would have confirmed the authenticity of the communication, has been removed by the leaker of the message. This is expected. So I was unable to find a valid signature online which confirms it, though it is considered by many to be valid. But regardless of its legitimacy, I find one of the questions quite interesting. It's the question that reads, "Do you believe that information should be free?" Well, let's assume that the expected answer is yes. Then what are we meant to make of the opening line of the communication which reads, "Do not share this information"? Given the technicality and detail of the puzzles and mystery as a whole, to me this seems like a deliberate conflation. Does the comms mean something more? The idea of a secret society recruiting individuals by means of elaborate cryptographic puzzles and international tests may seem a bit outlandish, conspiratorial, and almost Hollywood in style. It's not entirely unfounded, however. Corporations, governments, and agencies have employed similar recruitment techniques since at least the Second World War. For example, in 2013, UK intelligence agency GCHQ launched a recruitment program known as, quote, "Can You Find It?" unquote. Participants were invited to attempt the decryption of a number of cryptograms hidden across the internet. Those who managed to solve the whole puzzle and evidence it were offered a choice of a technology prize or a position at the agency in the fields of either cyber and tech, maths and cryptography, or advanced tech research. Each came with a UK starting salary of around £40,000 per annum, so not too bad for a traineeship role. Google actually did something similar with enigmatic billboards back in 2004, and the United States Navy launched a near-identical project in 2014. Actually, I believe the British Secret Intelligence Service, MI6, recently launched one in December aimed at older teenagers. I'll pop the link to the challenge in the description of this episode. If you can solve it, let me know. The puzzle aside, however, what about those who attempted the Cicada challenge and succeeded? Well, we have heard from a few who have announced their success with the mystery. But it's tricky separating a legitimate finalist from an imposter. The internet tends to do that. However, what if we let investigative journalists do the validation for us? Well, in an interview with Rolling Stone magazine back in 2015, two alleged winners of the first puzzle were verified as genuine by the article's author, and they gave details of the events that occurred after the final stage. So, what they both independently shared was that after receiving an email from Cicada, they were then taken to a forum on the dark web. On this forum, they could privately and securely communicate with around 20 other successful recruits, as well as a handful of established members of Cicada. They were told that Cicada 3301 had been founded by a group of friends who shared common ideals about security, privacy, and censorship. Their goal as Cicada was to work as a collective to develop software applications in line with that ideology. As friends recruited friends, this secret society quickly expanded into a decentralized international organization who operated on the dark web. The recruits were then tasked with developing software that fit the ideology of the group, and members of Cicada would oversee their progress. But without the allure of a puzzle to be solved, each of the recruits quickly lost interest and fell away. By the end of 2012, all but one had left Cicada, and a few months later, the dark website and the final recruit was gone. I guess there is a huge difference between solving a mysterious puzzle online and developing security software. Also, and as a side note, there's no guarantee that just because a person can solve a cryptic puzzle, that they have any expertise or interest in software design. It seems a risk, and a big assumption, at least at face value to me. Those recruits who left have confirmed that they have not heard anything from Cicada since. One of the two winners named in the Rolling Stone article was named as Marcus Warner, a 15-year-old self-certified whiz kid from Roanoke in Virginia. A video content creator named Nox Populi also claimed to be a winner of the second puzzle. After completing the final stages of the second puzzle, Nox Populi received an invitation to join Cicada 3301. He stated, however, that in his case, he was not invited to a website. He was instead told to be patient. Then, in May of 2013, all communication with Cicada abruptly ceased for Nox Populi. This was around the same time as the website dedicated to the winners of the first puzzle was suddenly taken down. Nox Populi later identified and spoke to other winners of the second puzzle to compare information, and their experiences were exactly identical.
All their stories were the same,
Nox Populi stated. He continued,
there were around five of us who all received the same comms, the same outcome message. We were invited to join 3301. Then something strange happened and silence followed a request for patience.
Six individuals in total completed the second puzzle, in contrast to roughly 20 winners of the first puzzle. In regard to who or what Cicada is, Nox Populi believes they could be a remnant of the old cyberpunk movement of the late 80s and 90s. Hackers and freaks. Although it's generally accepted that many of these individuals moved forward into the Anonymous movement. Nox Populi thinks that Cicada is a small group of activists advocating widespread use of strong cryptography and privacy-enhancing technologies. But he admits that there is no way to know for certain. I accept that the account by Nox Populi cannot be verified, but I am more than confident that David Kushner of Rolling Stone magazine was able to confirm Marcus Warner's details and account. The Cicada mystery certainly does make for a very compelling story. Warner's details as to what or who Cicada is, that being a group of anonymous developers and hackers who are seeking to develop privacy-conscious applications by recruiting talented individuals via cryptographic puzzles, seems like a legitimate and likely outcome to the saga. But it's not nearly as exciting as a shadow government organization seeking world domination, or a secret society with any number of more fantastical theories. Or so we know. Marcus Warner, the 15-year-old who cracked the first puzzle, ended up attending Virginia Tech, and in 2016 became a software security engineer, so directly within the field that Cicada were allegedly recruiting for. Warner state that he's no longer in contact with Cicada. I guess we'll have to take his word for that, however. Keep in mind that no part of the Cicada puzzles would have required more than one person to orchestrate. The posters at varying global locations are often given as evidence that Cicada must be the work of an international organization, given their obscure locations. In total, the exact locations for all of the Cicada posters for puzzles 1 and 2 were Warsaw in Poland, Paris, France, Seattle, Washington, Seoul, South Korea, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Chino, California, New Orleans, Louisiana, Miami, Florida, Haleiwa, Hawaii, Erskineville, Australia, Annapolis, Maryland, Columbus, Georgia, Grenada, Spain, Moscow, Russia, Little Rock, Arkansas, Greenville, Texas, Portland, Oregon, and Okinawa, Japan. Where I have repeated locations, this means that more than one poster in that specific location was identified. But if I'm being completely transparent, I could use any number of services to hire people around the globe to install posters on my behalf. I could send them the exact poster with the QR code and have them printed at their location. I think it's worth noting that none of the posters that were placed at each of the locations were more than an hour away from an international airport. Some, in fact, were within walking distance from the airport. So the puzzles could be down to an individual. Or, on the flip side, it's entirely possible that an individual with, shall we say, a generous amount of disposable income could have actually travelled to those locations themselves too. But I don't think that happened. I'm not implying that Cicada 3301 isn't a secretive organisation. I have no way of knowing that for sure. But I do think that at face value, what seems to be an intricate and elaborate mystery isn't as difficult to set up and organise as it first seems. Do I think Cicada is a hoax? Well, no, not especially. I think that their explanation of being a group of privacy-minded cryptographers and activists is likely to be the most plausible explanation. But how big an organisation Cicada is anyone's guess, as is their level of global influence. Cicada made their last public statement in April of 2017, where they warned against disinformation. And given the state of the media, world and politics then, much as it is now, that seems like good advice. The current status of the third puzzle, recruits who have achieved a positive outcome, and any possibility of a fourth puzzle remains clouded in mystery, secrecy and intrigue. I will, however, be cheeky and add one final comment to this episode. Just in case those who pose said puzzles happen to search their own name and work. While set in incredibly tricky and advanced puzzles, and ensuring that only the most competent and intelligent of individuals can solve them, you may not have covered up the data as in-depth as you could have. That might be purposefully done, or not. But I haven't found anyone else online who has discussed the fact that you are located in Hunt County, Texas. Just an observation from your puzzles. Good night, everyone. As always, guys, I really appreciate you tuning in tonight. Just a reminder, we have a Patreon available, which contains extra episodes that are too risky for general release. Our Patreon costs just $2 a month, so literally less than the price of a cup of coffee for extra episodes, research articles, and more. Head over and join us. We'd love to have you. Finally, I hope you all had a very Merry Christmas. We have quite a few episodes dropping this week on regular release and over on Patreon. We've been super busy. So, with that in mind, we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to our show tonight. Be sure to leave us a 5-star review on your chosen podcast platform and subscribe to our show so that you never miss an episode. Our shows aren't sponsored by any company or corporation, so any support you can give us goes a long way in supporting the work that we do. From all of us here at Dead Souls, sleep tight.